problem. And the GEP fund has always found it difficult getting the Minister of Finance to release funds that are due it. Mr. Chairman, the Minister of Education on countless occasions have even intervened, and when we have had opportunity, Parliament has been informed by these issues. As a matter of fact, a citizen of this country took the matter to court. I think that was in 2013 or 2014. And a court of competent jurisdiction ruled that the ministry was in default and for that matter should make sure that the funds due the GEP fund were released. Mr. Chairman, it's sad to know that this was not obeyed and we still have this problem. All efforts are being made to ensure that these funds are released to us so we'll be able to execute our mandate. But unfortunately, it's been a problem. Sure, the Honourable Minister would add to this because he himself has been involved with the effort.
A follow-up to this is, this was 2014. Tell us and tell the whole world, when we came to 2015, 2016, and the government is making releases to you, does the government go back to release what was due in the prior year before they do for the current year, or they forget about that and then go ahead with the current year?
No, sir, Mr. Chairman, for 2014 especially, 6 months were owed as of 31st December 2014, and third quarter, that is July, August, September, amounts were paid in 2015, leaving 217 million of the amount due, and this was not paid until September 2016. And so even as the ministry paid amounts that were due for the current year, they ignored the previous year's amount until 2016 when it was paid. And as we speak now, we have a similar situation where we have an amount that is due from 2016 amounting to 94 million that remains outstanding, even though part of the 2017 amounts have been released. And so this is the reality of the situation facing the GEP fund. We do not, as of now, we do not know any plans that have been put in place to ensure that this amount is released to the GEP fund. And so it is affecting our operations. Mr. Chairman, the GEP fund disburses funds on receipt of transfers from the Ministry of Finance. And as reported in the same report, you would have realized that the Minister of Finance could not release what was due the GEP fund. And as a matter of fact, for 2014, only 6 months of amounts due the GEP fund were released within that particular year. And so by the end of 2014, half of the amount, that's from July to December, hadn't been paid. And so it becomes very difficult for us to also meet our obligations when these funds are not released to us. So, Mr. Chairman, this explains why the amounts have not been paid. But, Mr. Chairman, we can gladly report that the amounts were fully paid in 2015 as we presented the evidence to the committee. So these amounts have been fully paid.
You had a financial controller of the GEP fund, Alexis Asinura.